Africa. On Everyday Living Affairs, from the African perspective. Ujivo, na Radio Student. Prav lepo pozdravljen Slovenija in še enkrat to je Tu je Afrika, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. We welcome you, we thank you for joining us. Today we will be talking about our upbringing African artist, Daniel Fillinghing. He is our special guest today. And before we get the show started, normal, a little bit of serious, a little bit of joke, we want to give you the first music. Listen to it. It's Mama Africa.
Yeah. make you no cry again.
Welcome back to Ear Africa, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Now it's time for The Postman. The Postman brings us news from Africa, what's going on, updates and so on. We are going to start from Kenya. Barack Obama congratulates Uhuru Ruto. President Barack Obama has finally sent a congratulatory message to President-elect Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto after the Supreme Court of Kenya upheld their victory. Now that your election has been confirmed, you have the opportunity to build on the promise of Kenya's constitution and solidify its place as a vibrant and prosperous democracy centered on the rule of law, Obama said. The congratulatory message was delivered to Uhuru at his KICC office by the U.S. Ambassador Robert Godet. Meanwhile, it has now emerged that the British and American ambassadors will attend his inauguration at Kasarani on Tuesday, even though they still have a policy of no non-essential contact with ICC inductees. Obama further noted that the U.S. and Kenya have been strong partners, united by a shared commitment to democracy. Together, we have faced many problems and solved many challenges, and our cooperation has benefited both of our peoples, he added. In the meeting, Uhuru emphasized that Kenya regards the U.S. as a valuable development partner in addressing regional challenges, including terrorism, insecurity, money laundering, and piracy. Uhuru said he looked forward to strengthening the ties between Kenya and the U.S. He expressed his commitment to constructive engagement between the democratically elected leaders. Going forward from Egypt, Morsi stresses importance of integration with Sudan. President Mohamed Morsi asserted during his visit to Sudan the importance of integration with Khartoum, said a presidential statement issued on Friday 4th, 5th of April 2013. Morsi met during his two-day visit to Sudan with his Sudanese counterpart Omar Bashir and Sudanese Vice President Ali Osman Taha. The meeting with Taha tackled ways of boosting bilateral relations, as Taha said that his country will follow up what has been agreed upon between Morsi and Bashir, said the presidential statement. Taha promised to remove any obstacle that impedes bilateral investments, added the statement. African Union chairperson approves the African Union Election Observation Mission to the 14th April 2013 senatorial elections in Cameroon. The Democracy and Electoral Assistance Unit of the Department of Political Affairs, African Union Commission, has in effect concluded plans for the deployment of the observers to the 14th April senatorial election in the Republic of Cameroon. The African Union mission comprises of selected and fully trained observers from the African Union Observers Database, including former heads of states, ambassadors, members of election management bodies, and other selected and trained observers from civil society organizations in Africa. The composition of each mission draws from the different regions in Africa and comprises of 35 observers. As a moral standard, Chinua Achebe fought to dissipate and disabuse the numerous misconceptions that the rest of the world held about Africa and its peoples. He was an incredible truth teller and moral bearer of our time. Chinua Achebe, one of the most important pioneers in African literature and the advancement of world knowledge and understanding, died on the 21st of March 2013, aged 82. We joined with millions of others around the world with a deep sense of loss to mourn Achebe's passing. But we also take consolation in the fact that he lived well and has left us with many clear examples of how we could conduct our human affairs. Achebe was a formidable fighter while he lived. Intellectually, he fought to dissipate and disabuse the numerous misconceptions that the rest of the world held about Africa and its people. He fought so unsevierely on the side of truth and justice, especially when he voluntarily enlisted in the rank of those that championed the struggle for the freedom of independence for his Biafran people. Achebe had one of the best and astute of minds, but most of all, he was unassailable, honest, intellectual, and incredible truth teller with an impeccable character and moral bearer of our time. Papa Achebe, may your gentle soul rest in perfect peace. Amen. This is all from Postman. We want you to know, if you want to read more, if you have any question, we always ask you to write to us at 2-Year Africa, AFNA, Radio Student PKC. If you want to read more from the Postman, please visit www.allafrica.com. Welcome back. This is 2 Year Africa, a show on everyday living of living affairs from the African perspective. Sam on a radio student. Mr. Daniel Feeling, you are welcome to the show. It's a great pleasure to have you with us.
Same.
You are a rising African artist, and there are not many of you in Slovenia, and we are happy to see what you're doing. But before I tell the public who you are, I want you to describe yourself for our audience to know.
Yeah, first of all, hi to those who know me and hello to those who do not know me. I'm Daniel Feelinge. I was born on the 1st February 1986 in Futuni, Cameroon.
Yeah. Welcome. You are doing music. You play African instruments. Just to give a little bit of light about yourself, how did you come up with doing music?
I grew in the very big, house, because my father was a chief. So in the chief palace, always have a lot of kids. And in the chief palace is where many meeting, many dancing classes host in the chief palace. So I have access to every instrumental when I was young. So I grew up with music, playing instruments. Since those who know me today will not doubt for who I am today, because they knew me to different ceremony in Cameroon when I was too young. So
yeah. So your music career actually started all the way from home.
Yeah.
And you have carried that all the way with you to Slovenia, and now you're fulfilling your dreams. Tell me, what kind of music do you do?
Right now, I was trying to do a traditional African music, but I see that with the evolution of things, music is getting changing. Now, we like something more hot in Africa. So right now, I'm trying to do what I'm writing now, because I have an album of 6 songs who will be out soon. This is mix of pop and dance music. So we call this coupé décalé. Yeah.
Coupé décalé.
Yeah.
When we come back, you will still hear more from Daniel. Now we are going to listen to one of his musics, and what's the name of the music?
The name of the music is Tati Tamoja.
That's hard for me to pronounce. Anyway, let's go from here.
Njegove plače ne dobimo in domani čveč
Welcome back. That was a very nice song, Mr. Daniel.
Thank you.
It's a powerful song. How you wrote this song?
Yeah, I wrote the song and I make the lyrics.
You made the lyrics. Yeah. Do you have a team? Do you have a band? How do you come about producing this music?
In terms of music, they don't choose who you have to play with. Yeah. It just come. So I met this girl called Luana. I proposed the idea, what I wanted to do. I show her the song because I wrote the song in French. Then I say, hey, see, I'm trying to put this out. Can you like come in with some vocal? And then she said to me, yeah, sure, why not? Then we practice in my place, 4 or 5 times. Then we got into the point that this is just a message that I try to pass through the song. Then about the instrumental, I make the instrumental by myself, and that's it. We put it out.
Well, that's a great talent you have there. Slovenia is a small place comparing to where you're coming from. And how has the society embraced your music? What is the reaction from the society? What are you getting actually from the society?
Well, I can say I'm having a lot because right now I have to work a lot to really have more people. That's why this CD I'm making now, this is the best of me because this is what I took from the origin. I didn't try to pick up to mix it with Slovene language. This is really what I am. It look like what I am.
But I have heard your song. You have one song for Slovenia. You made a song, and I'm sure that we're going to play that music here, if you have it with you. Tell me, how come that song? Whenever I play it on YouTube or I play it on Facebook, it's a nice music. Coming from Africa and transforming yourself to become a musician and playing in the Slovenian language, that intrigues me. How did you come about that?
Yeah, I was here because I came to Slovenia, and then Slovenia was qualified to World Cup in South Africa. Then I check, I'm a musician, of course. I live in Slovenia. I must do something for Slovenia. So I came up with the idea of making this song to support Slovenia team. I wanted to sing it in French, but I decided to I'm not better in Slovene, but I have to pass the message in Slovene. It's not that clear, but I think you can understand what I want to say.
It's a perfect meal. We all are foreigners in the land, and we don't speak perfect Slovene, but I am so happy you have made that song in Slovene. Now we are going to give it to our audience and to our listeners to feel it.
Slovenia ekipa, kaj se dogaja, kaj narobe, želimo vedeti. Slovenia. ya poguma so so fuyele mi bebe so so fuyele Mosabili soja ye to Slovenia Slovenia ni iskubila poguma so so fuyele mi bebe so so fuyele Jogo Poda Nova Kovicu Kizadana Zlatan Lublan Kic Poda Jogo Matauchu Kizadana Everybody! Slovenska ekipa Gremo napre Slovenska ekipa Nina Stra Brazilije Everybody! Slovenska ekipa Gremo napre Slovenska ekipa Nina Stra Argentina Slovenska ekipa, gremo naprej. Slovenska ekipa, ni nastra Španije. Slovenski prepoteni, dresi.
Welcome, Daniel. This Slovenska ekipa, this is a very nice song. Slovenska ekipa ni strah na Grčija, ni strah na Španija, ampak mora biti strah na Nigerija, ker Nigerija bo zmaga, točno. To je od moje strani. Ampak, well, this is a wonderful music and there is nothing more better. You cannot give more to Slovenia than you have given. No matter the capacity, apart from doing music, what else do you do?
As you know, they cannot live with music day by day. You must do something little to support the music. So that's it. You cannot just live with music because you can't have a concert every day.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's true. Music. Cannot put all what you need on your table, but at least it's something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
The other question, you know, we've seen that you are organizing some events and so on and so forth. What are you doing and what's coming for the future?
Yeah, well, I organize one event here called Belva Night. The reason why I organized this event is just because I wanted to invite one great Cameroon musician. You know, I'm doing music, but I have to go to the professional part. So my point of inviting this guy here in Slovenia was to touch me a little bit, to tell me, Daniel, you are doing great, but to give me the last secret of music. And it came of point that I see all the expensive to pay him flight ticket coming here. So I decided to make a little bit show for him. So I can like have something to balance the flight ticket. So everything should be okay. And thank God I have the support from African Center, which everything passed normal. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. It's always good to work with your fellow Africans or fellow musicians all around the globe. That will make you a stronger and better musician. Thank you, Mr. Daniel. Just on the last point, what is your message to your fans, to the Africans and to the Slovenian people?
Well, first, I'll first thank my friend in Slovenia, because what I do first, my first experience come all into Slovenia. I do the two songs just in Slovenia people, just to make Slovenia people happy. And I thank those who are supporting me a lot. They should continue supporting me. And the message I have to our fellow brother, sister, African living in Slovenia, that we should continue to support each other. Yeah. That's the only message I will pass, because it's by supporting each other we can get where we are going. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Secondly,
I have to really thanks also my friend back Cameroon in Cameroon that are putting me a lot of pressure, because I left home like someone who was doing a lot of activity, and now they're pressing me. What are you doing? What is new? What is new? So they're pressing me out, and. I make this song, this CD I'm making now is everything is totally African music, but I hope Slovene people will enjoy. But in between, I must try to put a track. I will continue to put a track so that Slovenian to understand what I'm doing. Yeah,
that's nice. Thank you very much. I guess our listeners have listened to you, and also for our African brothers to support each other. That's your message. If people want to reach you or want to contact you, how can they get to you? Because you have to give this message out so that people who are listening to this show and interested in getting close to you, how do they reach you?
Yeah, okay. My name is Daniel Filinge. I have a Facebook page. Any my song on YouTube. All the songs on YouTube have my name on. So if you type the same name on Facebook or whatever, there you can find my telephone number and get close to me.
Okay, thank you. You've heard it. You can reach Daniel Filinge on Facebook and YouTube. That's it for now from Daniel. Going forward, we are going to give you a few music before we go to the joke and the end of the show.
When my amen. Wopum komboti, when mazamin. Wopum komboti, when mazamin. Wopum komboti, when mazamin. Wopum komboti.
So right now I'd like to have everybody singing this song with us called Run Out People Get Ready. I wanna hear everybody singing the song like this. We talked about
That was Lucky Dube, One Love. Welcome. This is To Your Africa, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Don't forget, if you would like to contact us, if you would like to send us a message, if you would like us to play any kind of African music for you, do not forget to contact us at Africa Afna Radio Student PKC. Now we will go to our joke. A little bit of serious, a little bit of joke. We have our joke for the day, the Mental Patient's Act of Love. Jim and Edna were both patients in a mental hospital. One day, while they were walking past the hospital swimming pool, Jim suddenly jumped into the deep end. He sank to the bottom of the pool and stayed there. Edna promptly jumped in to save him. She swam to the bottom and pulled Jim out. When the head nurse director became aware of Edna's heroic act, she immediately ordered her to be discharged from the hospital, as she now considered her to be mentally stable. When she went to tell Edna the news, she said, "Edna, I have good news and bad news. The good news is you are being discharged since you were able to rationally respond to a crisis by jumping in and saving the life of another patient. I have concluded that your act displays that you have a sound mind. The bad news is, Jim, the patient you saved, hung himself in the bathroom with his bathrobe belt right after you saved him. I am sorry, but he's dead." Edna replied, "He didn't hang himself. I put him there to dry. How soon can I go home?" Well, that was the joke of the day. I hope you got it. Now, before we go, we always say, please contact To Your Africa, Afna Radio Student PKC. And to all our listeners, this is it. We are going to give you more music, and from there, we are gone.
Hey! say salad, Nikuna. Nikuna.
On everyday living affairs, from the African perspective, Ujivo, na Radio Student.
Oddajo Tuja Afrika podpirata Urad za komuniciranje in Javni sklad za kulturno dejavnost.